It's the great state of Florida, and people can't stop touching their junk in public places.
Betty.
Shut up, Roger. The rash of nakedness continues tonight with Joe and Anthony.
Betty.
Shut up, Roger. Take a hit and hang on. Joe and Anthony will be with you in a few minutes at 7:30 Eastern.
Betty.
Shut up, Roger. 6:30 Central. Only on Shyamba Radio.
Betty.
Shut the fuck up, Roger.
You are listening to WEED. Shyamba.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
You gonna be all right there, Skippy?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's good to hear. So, hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My butthole is bellowing with glee for tonight's broadcast of Chicago Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 29. Fizzle Fuse, Telenovo, Day Betty, we, for Monday, January 11th, 2016. Now for the weather. How is it in Tampa for those tampons, Anthony?
Why, thank you, Betty. Here is your current Tampa weather.
Hey, guys. I have a hazardous weather conditions alert to read, so you'll have to wait before you continue your shitty show.
Oh, thanks, Betty.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Who? We? I'm like Anthony, pushing all the blinky buttons and making important news alerts. Look at me, I'm like Anthony. Blinky blinky, pushy push. Oops, shit, this hazardous weather outlook is FOR West Central and Southwest Florida today and tonight. Rip current impact, a northerly wind flow in the 15-20 knot range combined with surf OF2-4 feet will lead to a high risk of rip currents along area beaches through early tonight. Marine impacts, a northerly wind flow in the 15-20 knot range combined with seas OF3-5 feet will create hazardous boating conditions for small craft operators through early tonight, and mariners should exercise caution while operating on the Gulf and inland waterways today. Excessive cold impact. A colder and drier air mass in the wake of a reinforcing cold front moving through the region will overspread the region today through Wednesday. The colder air mass will allow temperatures to fall to near freezing over Levy County late tonight through early Tuesday morning, where a freeze watch is in effect. Resident living in the watch area should bring pets and temperature-sensitive plants indoors. This evening, across the remainder of the region, temperatures are expected to fall into the upper 30s to around 40 over much of West Central Florida, and lower 40s across Southwest Florida by early Tuesday morning. Spotter information statement: spotter activation will not be needed today or tonight. McMichael.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
All right, thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather.
Wait. We still need to do the rest of Tampa's weather.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Calm down there, Skippy. That was just the weather warning. That new hazardous conditions. She's like a trooper. She's like the NOAA weather radio. Currently at Tampa International Airport, it is 53 degrees and fair, or 12 degrees centigrade if you're into that type of thing. Humidity is 61%. Wind speed is northwest 9 miles an hour. The barometer is 30 inches. And the dew point is 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius for you Canadians who are currently visiting. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 41 with northeast winds 3 to 6 miles an hour. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 63. Wind chill values as low as 38 early in the morning. North-northwest winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with a low around 43. And Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 64. And pretty much for the rest of the week, it's going to be chilly. So bundle up, Tamponians. And now, Betty, that's the Tampa weather.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Why, thank you, Betty.
Yeah,
fuck the snow. It's here. It's winter. And so here is your current Chicago weather. Currently, it's 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 11. Current conditions, cold and snowy. You do not want to be outside right now, folks, because tonight, the temperature is going to fall to around 12, and it's going to feel like negative 4. Fuck, that is cold. Tomorrow, areas of blowing snow before 2 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 14. Wind chill values as low as negative 8. And blustery, with a west wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 4, wind chill values as low as negative 14, breezy, with a west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight.
Yeah.
Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. There is no going out tomorrow night, folks. Tomorrow night and the rest of the week could see more snow, and later in the week, the temperatures will rebound back into the 30s. That's El Nino for you, and January Chicago weather. Hey, Anthony, I had this crazy blinky blue light thing going on over here. It's like some kind of urgent cart. It's a little box I got. And you know, there's a little display though, and it says something about Betty and Roger again. I think we caught what I can only call it as a telenovela.
Oh boy, maybe action moment. We should listen.
Should we give a listen?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, let's give a listen.
Betty here. Forget everything you've heard. I'm in love with a new electronic device. It is hot, and it makes my MY101 circuits lost for more analog input. The modulation he makes on my MY101 digital circuits is super refreshing. His name is Blue Eye, and that is because he is a mono band. Please do not tell Roger or that stupid light control box down the street. That stupid light control box turned out to be a dumb hole and impotent of all things and a waste of my time. And Roger, I think he is jealous of me. He thinks I find him attractive, but I do not. My mono bed Blue Eye is a sexy beast, and he makes me wanna chicka chick boom boom all night long. My MY101 circuits are going to need a steady stream of digital in a minute.
I heard that, Betty. You fracking tart. I knew you had another analog in your life. Fine. I am going to go check Ivonia. She's got bigger buttons than you anyway. You would go for any hot box that popped under your digital tush. Oh well. Expect some shit under your cubicle tonight.
Listen, Roger, I do not know where you get off making any kind of judgments about my life, nor do I even get why you are jealous of what new digital dude I have in my life. You are a fucking weirdo. You shit all over the floor and make my life hell, and now I have to be worried about stepping in more of your shit tonight. I am filing a complaint against you after I shag it with Blue Eye. Owen, quit staring at me in the break room. It creeps me out.
You tart. I ought to unplug your MY101 circuits for good. You know I never shit on the floor. You made that shit up, you stupid tart. I think your optical circuits need a good shot of Windex in a microfiber cloth.
Will Betty step into Roger's shit? Or will Betty coerce Blue Eye, the mono bed, into putting the stink eye on Roger?
What will Roger do?
Find out the answer to these exciting meltdowns and more dirty little secrets into the lives of our lovable artificial intelligence units next week on this same station and other recastable partners of the Joe and Anthony Show, live every Monday night on Shyampa Weed Radio. Stay tuned.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow. It looks like this could be a regular segment.
Wow, it's turning into a new version hello? Of soap. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Well, I can hear myself, but I can't hear Anthony.
You can't hear me? That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. Well, you just keep talking then. Keep talking.
Hello. Yes. So, Anthony,
keep talking,
how are you tonight?
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Well, you know, just because we have these little technical glitches, we can't talk about something a little serious. As you all know.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. I guess I'll just go right into it. David Bowie passed, if you all didn't know.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now a little bit.
A little bit? A little bit? Are you able to adjust my volume anymore?
You're at level 7, and let's see.
Because it would probably be a good idea if...
No, I have you at level 10, and there's just nothing.
Hello. How's this?
Talk more.
I'm talking
more. Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Is that better? Okay. Okay.
So we'll edit that part out because that was crazy.
No, we'll leave that in because it's crazy.
Okay. It is WEED at times. Oh my God, is it WEED at times, especially now? It's the time of the year. It's just nasty.
It is. It can be nasty.
You know,
sometimes.
It's just bleh. It's nasty. Today was just bleh.
Was it? Today wasn't too bad for me. I mean, it was a typical Monday, and, you know, that's kind of what we get anyway. but it wasn't too incredibly painful for me, at least. But it was difficult. I'm having to go into work a little earlier now, so that was a little bit more of a challenge for my normal routine. But I survived.
It's a change to your world. It's a change to Anthony's world.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a change, so it's doable, you know, but again, it's one of those situations where you just kind of like, it just kind of messes with your day just enough where you're just off kilter just a little bit here and there. But it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. I went to an artsy fartsy show last night.
Artsy fartsy.
Artsy fartsy. It really wasn't, it was artsy, but it really wasn't very fartsy. a friend of ours, Anna Cooper, she does, she's an artist. She does drawings, and I think she does some sculpture stuff. She makes things. She does, like, a whole bunch of things, but mostly, like, drawing and writing and stuff like that, so.
Does she have a particular subject?
Herself.
How so?
She writes what I guess is really, she draws and writes about what she is experiencing at that time and point.
Oh.
So, which was interesting because she had recently spent some time in the county jail for, I think it was 6 months, 6-7 months. It was a while. She had some issues. She got involved with some bad drugs and, you know, she got caught and she did her time and she was a lot, you know, she was able to clean up a little bit. But what the exhibit actually was or is it is a pretty much a progression of from her first day in jail where she would write and blah blah blah, and it just kind of preceded that whole experience until when she got out of jail and some of the things that were going through her head about her addictions, about the way people have treated her in the past and how they've used her and blah blah blah. You know, she's kind of putting all that out in drawings and writings, or I guess she had access to a typewriter or a word processor in jail, or typing it up, stuff like that. So it was kind of interesting. It was a very interesting exhibit.
Is there a website people can go to see maybe not just her work, but all of the different works that were on display at
the moment? No, this was a very, very small artsy place. No, she does not have a website. She has requested that I assist her with a website. Oh. But which, you know, may happen. It depends what she wants. I don't like doing website work for friends sometimes because it could be a little complicated. But she's showing an Ebor over on 6th Avenue. Let me see if I can find the name of the place. I don't think
It does sound very interesting. And unfortunately, obviously, I can't just pick up and go to Florida at this moment.
No, you can't. You cannot. It's on 6th Avenue. It's a house. It's a typical Tampa bungalow turned house, or house turned into commercial space. It's on the railroad tracks. It's a very small Tampa house, which is why it kind of fall. You know, it's just one exhibit. But I believe the address is. Let me see if I have it. It's 2213 East 6th Avenue in Ybor. And I think it's open during the days. They may have their hours out there. They had a sign out there. I really didn't pay attention. But it's a small gallery. But if you read everything and go through it, it'll take you a good hour to kind of get through it, just reading and everything like that. So, but yeah, I did that. And then, Saturday. I don't know what the hell I did on Saturday. But you can call us about what you did on your weekend at 813-327-8566. You can visit us at facebook.cheyampa.info. And you can also just go to cheyampa.info to go and, check out our blog. Joe, you haven't broken it, right?
I have not broken it. As a matter of fact, I've kind of neglected it only because... Okay. Right now, it's sort of on an autopilot. I have it set to where when we post things to our Facebook, it goes to our blog.
It goes to the blog. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Well, so those are ways you can get a hold of us.
Yes.
The phone lines are open. And Joe, don't you have some news for us tonight?
Why, yes.
And
I
now
do have some
for the news.
So good evening from the Chicago studios. Here are your Chip Skipper headlines from around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world. So, the NYPD commissioner, Bratton, that's his name.
Oh, Bratton.
He says hoverboard riders are out of their mind.
Wow.
New York City's top cop says he doesn't understand the hoverboard craze. I think that anyone that buys one of these those things is out of their mind, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton said at a news conference Tuesday. Hoverboards, which are self-balancing electronic scooters, were a top-selling holiday gift. But they have also been associated with spontaneous fires and nasty injuries. Bang, bang, ow! Bratton said the city council plans to draft legislation.
Wait.
Bang, bang, ow!
What was that? What? Take us back through this. This is an interesting part of the subject. The bing, dang, ow.
Bang, bang, ow!
Okay.
So you fall off.
What does it mean?
Well, you either fall off of something,
okay,
or you run into something.
Okay.
And so that's the bang. Bang!
Okay.
And then the ding.
Uh-huh.
Now that's the feeling that you feel, right? Right,
okay,
when you hit
okay
that impact. That
okay
impact. Ding!
Okay.
And then the ow,
wow,
is like the the emotion that
okay
ow, that's how you express it.
Okay.
But, it's bang, ding, ow!
It sounds very Asian when you do it that way. is that
well,
a dish? Can I order that extra spicy?
It's actually sort of a shout out to one of my friends on Facebook if he's actually listening to the podcast.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
Yes. It's a little like inside kind
inside
of
joke. Gotcha. Yeah. So, okay, we'll let you pull your ear, Carolyn Burnett, and we'll let you get on with it.
So Bratton said the city council plans to draft legislation that will say where and how the gizmos can be used. But it sounded like he'd rather they just disappear. We live in an extraordinarily crowded city. We have a hard enough time walking down the street, let alone hovering down, he said. Federal regulators are also looking into the safety of the products. And at least one online discount retailer, Overstock.com, has stopped selling them. But that didn't stop boxer Mike Tyson from trying out one in front of his house, and he landed flat on his back. Now, you might have also saw the video and heard the little tidbit about this Catholic priest.
Yes, I found that very amusing. I found that quite amusing.
Yeah, you know, to see the priest, like just hovering around and singing, it was kind of, like, creepy and funny at the same time.
Oh, wow, cool.
You know, that was wrong, the Diocese of San Pablo said in a statement, even though the priest managed to stay upright the entire freaking time.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give a shout out to that priest just because of the fact that he kind of, you know, he was able to hold on to it pretty well, yeah. You know.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, moving along in the specter of news, speaking of specter, this next story is from NBC News by Nicole Specter. You know, I always like to find the weird, crazy news about food. And this one dealt specifically with shoppers that look for things that have been discontinued. And a lot of these things happen to be food, like, say, watermelon Oreos.
All right.
Frito-Lay lemonade. Or Diet Crystal Pepsi. Did you ever drink Crystal Pepsi?
I don't think I ever did. I'm very familiar with Crystal Pepsi.
Right?
I'm very familiar with the new Pepsi. How you say that?
Crystal Pepsi. Crystal
but
Pepsi.
I am familiar with it, but I don't recall. I may have drank it at some time and point.
Well, they're saying if you find yourself looking for discontinued products that you love on Amazon or eBay, say those items that we mentioned, Diet Crystal Pepsi, or I don't get Frito-Lay lemonade. That's what the fuck.
That sounds kind of disgusting.
You, sir or madam, may be a harbinger of failure, a shopper with a natural affinity for products designed to flop. The term comes from a new study that found that certain people have a knack for buying products that will soon fail. And I guess failure is counted as a product that is discontinued in under 3 years.
Gotcha.
In other words, there's a type of shopper who gravitates toward and towards purchases and products that won't succeed. They do so across the board, whether it's cookies, nail polish, and they typically buy a lot of whatever doomed product catches their eyes. So, you know how the thing, folks, clinky, flashy, flashy, clicky, clicky, well, it also applies to doomed products.
Mm-hmm.
So people buying doomed, say, yellow nail polish, for example, are also buying the watermelon Oreos. That just sounds disgusting.
You know, they still are available. They're very popular in China.
Yeah. China?
Yeah, yeah. My husband went to China. He said they were everywhere.
Bang, ding, ow!
Yeah. Probably what it tasted like.
And so I guess it works the other way around, too. The study found that those who tend to purchase a successful product, like a Swiffer mop, believe that... wait, I just lost myself because I saw a pink cursor flying around everywhere. Are more likely to buy other ultimately successful products. Like Arizona iced tea. So I guess it kind of does work in reverse. But they were also surprised by how many harbingers of failure there are. About one quarter of those surveyed were systematically buying products that failed. So the data from a large convenience store. So they used like large data convenience stores from 2003 to 2009 to survey the buying habits of nearly 29,500 consumers with shopper rewards cards. The anonymized card data enabled them to break down purchases of about 5,000 new products in these categories: beauty, consumer healthcare, edibles, and general merchandise. Aside from what they bought, the harbingers of failure shop just like their counterparts who were drawn to successful products. They tend to purchase the same amount. They didn't shop at odd hours or visit the store more or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tended to buy slightly less expensive items. And, you know, there's nothing that really leaps out about these people.
All right.
They just tend to buy crazy shit.
You know, I think I've known people like that in my life.
I've tended to purchase crazy things from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it as a regular basis. Simply because I don't have the money for it.
Well, yeah, no, that does make things a little cost prohibitive sometimes.
You know, speaking of which, I'm not exactly sure if this qualifies for breaking news, but did you play Powerball?
No, I did not, but I hear it's up to, what, $1.3
billion? $3 billion.
That's I'm going to buy a ticket.
But guess what? I played for the last game. Mm-hmm. I played $4, and on one of my tickets, I actually matched the correct Powerball.
No, what's that, like $5 or something?
It's $4.
$4? Well, there you go. So you got your money back.
I basically got my money back. Money back.
But yeah, I definitely want to try the 1.3. I mean, you know, who knows? You know, I know the odds are totally against me, but fuck, why not, right?
Yep. So, you know, 1.3 would be nice, but some people just want trophies. So trophy alert, folks.
Oh, Jesus.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. But this pooping cyclist is blamed for an Idaho wildfire.
All right.
Folks, that's one expensive pit stop.
Yeah, right.
Authorities say a cyclist will be fined and could have to pay the full cost of extinguishing a 73-acre fire he inadvertently set in the foothills of Boise, Idaho, when he tried to burn his toilet paper after, well, relieving himself in a ravine on Wednesday. The so-called hole fire was reported Wednesday afternoon and was contained by that night. He wasn't identified. He thought he was doing the right thing by disposing of the soiled paper so that he wouldn't be littering, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I think Toppers addressed this in one of their 4 o'clock sessions that we have on every weekday night or afternoon around 4 o'clock or something. Anyways, the Boise Fire Dispatch Center, they basically said that an ember flew into some dry grass and it basically quickly spread out of control. Mm. So, you know, I guess when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
That's what the Bureau of Land Management said. But in these kinds of fuel types where it's really dry, it's not a good idea to burn your own toilet paper, folks. They say human waste should be buried or removed from fire-prone areas, but not burned. Not pack burned, it in and pack it out.
Pack it
you know,
that's
the thing. You take what you
pack
you
it
leave.
In, pack it out.
Yes.
If I could be more creative, I'd come up with a whole new song for that. That'd have a jingle.
Yes.
So anyway, go on.
Now, this next story is just, I didn't quite make it of it at first when I saw the headline, because I'm like, wow, people are looking out for you. You know, you're vomiting. The police want to help you, right?
Yeah, no, totally, right?
So, but Riverside police charged a Burbank man with one felony count of fleeing and evading them at over 107 miles per hour.
Holy shit.
Now, they observed him vomiting. Mm-hmm. Julian E. Martinez, 21, of the 7500 block of South Lockwood in Burbank, and I'm assuming that's California, was charged with one felony count of aggravated fleeing and eluding, failure to signal, improper lane usage, and speeding in a 50-mile-per-hour zone. Yes. He was pulled over at about 2:05 in the morning after an officer saw him vomiting and throwing something out the window of a vehicle.
Nice.
Right. What could that possibly be?
Who knows?
What would you be throwing out at 2:05 in the morning if there was a cop behind you?
Certainly shouldn't be your poo.
No. Well, unless it's in a biodegradable baggie.
Maybe.
And you're throwing it into a biodegradable dumping area right
Maybe.
Next to the highway.
Possibly, yeah. That could work.
You know, that would be an interesting idea, having biodegradable areas along the highway. I think the kitty agrees. Don't you agree, kitty? Yeah? Okay.
Alrighty,
kitty,
we'll talk
more about that later.
Okay. So,
you know, I guess it took a little bit because at around 3:05 a.m., Burr Ridge police saw Martinez drive off the road and into a grass area. He fled on foot and he was apprehended. Well, it turned out he thought he had a warrant out for his arrest, even though there was no active warrant for him. He's probably like throwing out his gum.
Yeah,
He's probably like sick, or maybe he barfed out the window.
Could be. Could be anything.
So nobody was charged. He was just anxiety prone, and folks, anxiety sucks.
It does.
Yeah, it really does. And so, you know what? That is, if I can get back to the script here, here we go. And those are your Chip Skipper headlines from around the world. And, well, guess what? Back to you, Anthony.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can Skype us at chiampa.radio. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info or check out our blog at justchiampa.info. That's a lot of infos. Our blog will have the latest in all of our scheduling and our programming and all of our retardation. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the air if you want us to in a future cast. And as we go into the break, I wanted to say some clips. Oh, wait, never mind. I forgot to edit that out of the script. So stay tuned during the break for a whole bunch of fun little ditties, including some Chip Skipper stuff. Joe Wisdom's your retro commercials, flashback, and all that other stuff. So let me just push this button here. And here we go.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey, the chocolate people.
The chocolate milk people, too.
Coupon number 17. Ration coupon 17. Are you planning to use your shoe ration coupon to buy white shoes? If so, give them the best of care. Keep them clean with Energene Shoe White. No shoe white can make your shoes look whiter than Energene Shoe White. It's made with the very whitest pigment known, and it spreads so easily, dries so evenly, it gives your shoes the neat, well-kept look they must have to give you the most satisfactory wear. For the best of care for the white shoes you wear, remember Energene Shoe White. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We're making breakfast every morning at the diner. We're up at dawn. Shoo-bidi-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on. Hoppa, hoppa. We're making up the dough. Do-de-do. We throw all it out, put it in a pan. Nobody makes biscuits like we can. The bacon or sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves, ours is the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years, because chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
When you drive to Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Now
you never have to ask, where's the beef?
Joe Wisdom here with part two of It's Okay to Be OCD. So as we were talking, I used a variety of different launchers on my Android phone. And again, if you're an Apple user, sorry, but you're shit out of luck. So different launchers. I settled finally on Action Launcher by Chris Lacey. He is a wonderful programmer, guys, for the Android. And I think he does Apple stuff, but anyways. With the launcher, you get a little hamburger menu that you can put anywhere. And all of your apps, when you press that hamburger menu, are right there. Everything. This way, your favorite picture is uncluttered and free. And you can make as many screens as you want. You can put your little widgets for your calendars and your posts and your feeds and this and that and everything else. And again, the icons can go away. We don't live in an Apple world. It's free and customizable. So yes, you've been listening to Joe Wisdom discussing the finer points of being OCD with your phone. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We hope you're enjoying the show so far.
I know I am.
I know I am, too. Stay tuned, because after our ad-lib segment B, Anthony's got some wild lots of nakedness and masturbation.
I do. Oh, my God. Florida has gone insane. There are people jerking off everywhere. Jesus.
Crazy. But first, I want to plug the website, which shyampa.info.
All right.
You can also see us at facebook.shyampa.info. And we definitely love the A1 Info's radioforall.net project.
Yes, we do.
They host our content. They host our content for toppers and our morning rush hour show. Do you know we've got this really cool show, folks? It's really freaking cool. At any given moment in the morning, mm-hmm. when after Betty does her little shtick, and we find out where she comes from, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It could be from music to talk to whatever. It's cool.
Are there any talk ones in there?
I thought there was. But there were some,
and then I actually pulled them because I thought... Okay. Well, I thought... Because it was... Well, it was like current event type of thing, so some of them were kind of stale. So, I mean, I'm up for, like, talky things where they talk about things, but usually when it's current events, it kind of sometimes, in other contexts, I was listening to it, knowing what I knew then, and then listening to it from when it was then, I'm like,
Right. I know a lot of the crazy techno-afro music has been coming on lately.
Yeah, I think that's one of the new ones you dumped in, which is, it's going to get a little bit more playtime for a while, which is fine. Fine with me, and they run on 30-minute rotations, so you know, no matter how long the content is, it gets cut off at 30 minutes. We eventually will put some space on the blog that points to where we get that music from. So if you hear something and you say, shit, I want to listen to that, you can go to our blog and go ahead and click in a little spot and go clicky clicky blinky blinky, find what you want to listen to, and maybe you know, go somewhere with it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so.
So, hey, I've made some interesting improvements around here to my studio.
Did you now?
Yes. I've purchased some LED bulbs. They were on sale today at Target. Four of them for like $24.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
They're like 7 watts.
Okay.
So, quite a considerable cut in electricity usage.
Totally.
I reduced a couple of my storage units. So everything is now on the one storage unit because it was just like there's too much stuff going on.
Sometimes that happens, yeah.
Yeah. All of this was prompted because I did get my first electric bill, folks, ever. Oh. Since I've lived in the front apartment in this building, since I moved from that apartment, actually, I haven't paid an electric bill for two years.
Wow.
2 years.
Wow.
But they finally installed the smart meter. I don't know. Do you have smart meters where you're at?
Yes and no. We have developmentally challenged meters.
We have developmentally challenged meters.
Yeah, the developmentally disabled meters are the ones.
Is that like this farting modem?
Probably, yeah. It's probably a lot like the farting modem. My God. It's a farting modem.
Yes. So...
Okay, sweet. Sweet.
Departing mode.
So now our meters, from what I've gathered from the electric company, what it means is they come out with their truck and they don't actually have to look at the meter or be in front of it. They just push a few buttons on their computer and the meter sends them info. Now, from what I also gathered, the electric company can at the time that I call them, can turn on or off my meter, right, with a flick of a button.
Okay. Now, see, for us, we have the meters where they drive through the neighborhood in the truck. They don't have to read it. They can drive. It's a digital, and they drive through, and they get the meter number, or they get the reading off of it, so they never have to come up to the meter. I don't know. I've seen houses in the neighborhood, and I'm sure we were probably all upgraded at the same time, but I've seen a bunch of houses in the neighborhood that at one time were foreclosed, and when they were, they took the meters out. So I don't think they can turn it off
with
the meter. I think they can just read it. So that's why I said it's a developmentally disabled electric meter.
Do you have the capability of purchasing electricity by off-peak or peak pricing?
Yes and no.
Okay.
What really happens with that is if I want to do it that way, they have to install what they call a cutoff switch on my air conditioner. And I need to use like one of their thermostats, and it regulates the temperature according to, you know, I mean, it, you can adjust it, but it will like, you might turn your air off for 15 minutes in the summer or during the day, or, you know, or sometimes, you know, whenever or at night, or, you know, and if you use it, your air conditioner at a higher setting during the day as opposed to at night, it's a little cheaper. But the problem is, of course, I can't use it with my setup, and I'm not really a fan of them like turning my air conditioner off, like, you know, for 15 minutes, because the house gets pretty damp if they do that. So
I wouldn't mind seeing it for big buildings or for, say, your government buildings. It would make sense.
It would make sense.
Right.
It would. But a lot of our commercial buildings here are like air conditioned to the hilt.
I think the key thing, and that's one of the other things I did today, was insulation. You know, make sure that you have a good start. You know, if your building has leaks and cracks and holes, and, you know, for instance, there was a complaint in this building. Somebody complained that they could smell somebody smoking their weed. Now, I don't know if it was me, but that also could mean that, you know, there's a leak from my apartment out into the hallway or into another apartment or, you know, something of this nature. So
you got some duct tape and plastic sheeting, and you sealed yourself in.
Now, with that in mind, make sure you have a working carbon monoxide detector. Because
that's very important.
Yes, because once you seal everything up, that also means you pretty much trap all your carbon dioxide inside, or monoxide.
You become encased in a pretty much in a plastic bag.
Yes, and that would not that
be
would
very
not
comfortable.
Be fun.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
So in addition, what else did I get? Well, that's actually pretty much it. The electric bill wasn't bad. I was charged for 4 months since they installed the meter and billed me the first time for usage. So it wasn't bad. It came out to like $197 for 4 months.
All right. That's not too bad.
So, you know, and the usage ranged from like 220 kilowatt hour to, I think the highest was about 270 kilowatt hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't know how that compares to what a house would use. I'm assuming it's pretty low.
Yeah, I'd say so. How much again was it?
Like the high was 270 kilowatt hour.
So 270 kilowatt hours?
Yeah.
Here, let's do this.
Yeah, a Google search.
Because we're going to go read my electric bill.
Okay.
We're going. Hold on. Not the most user-friendly site. Joe has disappeared. Joe has returned.
Ah, I've returned with my bill.
All right. So far. All right. In the course of my previous meter reading and my current meter reading was, let's see, my new meter reading will be on about February 2nd. So my previous one was probably around January 2nd or 3rd. I used 1,770 kilowatt hours.
Ooh, yeah. That is a considerable amount of energy.
However, the 1770. So let me look at my last bill. Because remember, the things have been
changed.
Changed. My previous bill.
And you said
I used, and this is a common, this was more common. I used 2,154 kilowatt hours. Okay. That was my old unit. It was, it used probably about a good, it was, I say probably 100, probably close to 800,000 kilowatt hours, just with changing that.
That is a considerable savings. That's a good deal.
So, and I just closed the thing because, and I should look at it because it said something about a credit. I can get a credit. I like credits.
Ah, a credit for using a higher efficiency unit.
Something like that. Yeah. They give me a number and everything. I can give them a call during their normal business hours.
Yeah. So the usage, it started in September. So I don't have a full history, and if I'm here for the full year and I'm here another year, I'll get a better understanding of actually how much electricity I use.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So, you know, all things considering, it's not bad.
Good. Good. No, that's pretty good. How much was yours again? What was it? Like two kilowatt hours or something?
For the current month, on average, per day, I used about 8.2 kilowatt hours.
Okay.
Now, between the previous meter reading and the current meter reading, which was January 6th, I believe.
Right.
There was a difference of 269 kilowatt hours.
All right.
So, but folks, let me tell you what I do.
I can tell you that in September of this year, that was looks like that was my highest usage month. I used 92 kilowatt hours a day.
Wow.
January, I used 52. Yeah, January, I used 52 kilowatt hours a day. But in December, I used 63 kilowatt hours a day.
Wow.
But yeah, where I'm going to see the savings is next year in like September.
Yes.
And we're talking about our electric bills on the radio because we're just that exciting. And you can join in on the fun at 813-327-8566. Facebook.Sciampa.info or Sciampa.radio on Skype, Sciampa Radio.
Exactly. And coming up in a few moments, we're going to be hearing
about some Florida news.
Crazy news.
We're going to have some crazy Florida news.
But, and one other thing. I got rid of my old keyboard, and I purchased this baby, and this might be familiar.
That looks familiar, yes. I think I have one in my living room that looks like that.
Yes, and I used to have one, and then I lost the universal dongle, and then I said, fuck it, I want a new one.
It's a bad thing when you lose your dongle.
Yes. Don't lose your dongle,
folks.
Don't
lose your dongle. Dongle losing is bad.
Oh. But, but the weather here, folks, you
cold,
need to insulate.
It?
I don't know about Florida, but here you need to insulate.
We have some insulation. It's not great, but I think I have to look this up, but we don't have time because I've got to do my news in about a minute. Somewhere, I believe I read, but don't quote me, that insulation is more important when dealing with extremes of cold than it is with dealing with extremes of heat.
Because you want some flow with heat, especially.
I think so, yeah. Because heat, we have insulation, but we don't have a lot of insulation. I mean, I have a thick layer of insulation in the attic, but nowhere near what you would see up north. And my side, my walls aren't insulated. It's cinder block with drywall on it. So yeah, I don't think there's any insulation. There's just like a sheet of plastic or something, which is like, okay, but the cinder block is kind of an insulator in and of itself when dealing with a warm climate. So
true enough.
I think it's 6 1/2 dozen to the other when it comes to heat.
Here it's little cracks, and I've discovered packing tape to be a wonderful insulator. Quite wonderful.
Have you tried caulk?
Well, I don't want to caulk the windows because I got to open them at some point.
Oh, I see.
The cracks are around the windows. Because the windows don't, you know, they were new windows, but they're not put in properly. But, Anthony, I hear you have some crazy news this evening.
You know what? I sure do. Oh, boy, yeah. It's Florida. It's crazy. All right. So, we'll get started right away. Because it's some crazy shit going on. All right, so this comes from the First Coast News. And a St. Augustine, Florida resident had been arrested after running a red light, striking the back of a deputy's cruiser, and driving off after the accident on New Year's Day, according to authorities. Gwendolyn D. Hughes, who was 31, has been arrested and charged with leaving the scene of a crash with injury and property damage after an accident early Friday morning, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. Exactly. I know, right? St. John's County Sheriff Officer Patrol car was driving through the intersection of US 1 and State Road 312 in St. Augustine under a green light. Oh, and when Hughes reportedly just barreled through the same intersection against a red and smashed into the side of a patrol car. That happens all the time here. People, red lights are optional.
They're optional.
Red lights are optional. At least to most people, red lights are optional.
Red because light means hungry.
Something. Because it's like, I'll get to an intersection, and I'll be driving through, and, you know, on a stale green, I always wait before a stale green. Or not a stale green, a fresh green. As soon as that light changes, I don't move. I look right, and I look left, and then I hit the gas. Or sometimes people will just fly because they're so impatient. As soon as that light turns green, they'll slam on the accelerator. I'm like, fine, you go ahead. If they hit you, at least you'll be a buffer.
Now, what if you're rolling into the intersection, though, and the light is red, but you're kind of... And it changes. Like, you're rolling to stop, but it changes.
Well, then, I mean, you should clear the intersection, but the yellow lights, there's enough time to determine if you cannot determine if you will make through the intersection on a light while you are driving, you should not be driving.
Right.
And that is the problem. Most you have to anticipate that most yellow lights give you 2 seconds. Although most of them are 4 to 5. Most yellow lights only expect 2 to 3 seconds. And
in Chicago, it might be less or more, depending.
Yep, and same thing in Florida. And this is the thing I understand. If you're coming up to an intersection that's been green for a while, and you've seen that it's been green for a while, you might want to slow down.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to stay green much longer.
And you don't know if it's on a timer or if it's on a sensor.
Most of them are in sensors, but they're incorrectly programmed.
Mm.
Terribly incorrectly programmed. It's like watching an accordion. And it there's no smooth movement with it. It's like, we'll sit at a light, and traffic will build up, but the light will be red. Or it's like a crazy intersection where it has to let one side turn that they have like a red arrow. This happens a lot at the interstates, and this is terrible. The interstates, they have to wait until they get an actual green light to make a left hand turn to get onto the interstate. So people will be backed up in the left hand turn lane. There will be opposing traffic sitting at a red light a half a mile down the street that's been red, and you sit there and there's no, the light could easily have let them turn. And then let everyone on the off-ramp get onto the street, because you can't turn unless you got a green. You can get on your left and rights from there. And then by time those people half mile down the road that just got stopped by a red light get to that red light, it will be green already.
Yes. But you know what they also need is for the first person who's waiting to make that turn, sometimes that person's not paying attention.
Oh no, so that's what horns are for. You have to be neighborly when driving. If you have an issue, you have to tootle. Don't lay on it. Just tootle it.
Well,
just beep beep it.
You know, if there's any extra money lying around, they need to develop a propellant to push your car or shake you to go.
Jesus Christ. Oh boy, I can see that going wrong in so many different ways. All right. So anyway, this crazy woman smashed into a car. She's in the St. Johns County Jail in lieu of $5,500 bond, allegedly smashing into a car. By the way, I'm reading Naked News. I haven't had much time to prepare, so pretty much I've copied the text from the news story, and I've pasted it.
Well, unfortunately, your news copy is from last week, but that's okay.
Is this from last week?
Well, you're the linky.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking. I'll update linky. Hold on. Okay. We're updating linky.
Do you know what I do? I don't keep my news copy from previous episodes.
I like to, because I like to be able to have the stories to reference to. And I feel it's important in case I ever have to reference to a story from a newscast. I at least know where I got that source from.
Here's the thing, too. Because I pay for this, the storage, and
apply.
I think like on your end, you get revision history, so you can always go back. So I just keep one file, and I can always go back and look at it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so the woman, she's in jail, $5,500 bond. All right. Let's move right along. Okay.
We want to hear about moaning.
We want to hear about the moaning. My goodness. This comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel. They are the home of Florida, D-U-H. This is where most of these things come from. They have a great little blog that highlights all these different stories. So a Coral Springs man is accused of fondling himself while peeping at a woman through a bedroom window, and her family says it's not the first time, according to police. Ian Brett Rosenberg, 37, is charged with voyeurism, second or subsequent offense. He was masturbating while staring through the window of a neighbor's apartment at a woman who was lying on the bed playing with her cell phone, according to the arrest report filed in the case. The blinds were closed, but one of the horizontal slats did not close all the way, and Rosenberg could peek into the bedroom if he crouched down, according to the police report. The woman, who was visiting from Peru, said she heard sexual noises coming from outside the bedroom window about 8:44 in the evening Friday, and thought it was another couple having sex next door, according to police. When the moaning got extremely loud, she got up to look out the window and saw Rosenberg standing at the window, according to investigators. The woman, I know they always throw that in there, the woman who was wearing a t-shirt and loose pants said she was scared but did not scream. She woke up her aunt and cousin to report the voyeurism, and their response was, "Again?" according to police. They went outside and confronted Rosenberg and asked why he was looking through their window, and he said he was just walking to his car before getting in and driving away, according to investigators. The residents told police they recognized Rosenberg as a neighbor who lived in the 3500 block of Northwest blah 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 Avenue. He was arrested later on that evening. They said Rosenberg peered through their windows about 2 a.m. a week after Thanksgiving and again about 1:50 on New Year's Eve, but they did not report either incident, according to the report. The report about the report that wasn't filed for the report about the peeping Tom. Investigators said they found an unknown dried substance, possibly semen, on the wall under the bedroom window. Oh, it is being processed as potential evidence, according to police. Rosenberg was on probation for a previous conviction of form voyeurism and prowling in Diana Beach in 2014 and was arrested for voyeurism in Adventura in 2012, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. His initial court appearance on Sunday for the latest charge, bond was set at $8,000.
Dude. Man, I'm sleeping at 2 in the morning, though, so it's like...
If you got a peeping time, you got a bigger problem. Besides, you got your windows wrapped in plastic. They can't see through the plastic. Or is it the is it the clear plastic?
You know, but some people like to just go up.
Just go direct. Just go up direct.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Have you had an issue with peeping toms in your neighborhood?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was referring to your next news story.
All right, so...
No, I don't have any peeping toms in my neighbor. I wish I did.
All right.
That would provide some excitement, because the man around here, it's slim pickings.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So this next one comes from the ABC Action News on WFTS Tampa Bay. In Citrus County, Florida, a 20-year-old Crystal River man is accused of knocking on a door and then exposing himself to a woman who answered.
See, I would like that to happen to me.
I'd find it amusing. Patrick Ryan of somewhere in Paul Bryant Drive is now charged with prowling and lewd and lascivious exhibition. Citrus County deputies say Ryan victimized 4 women in the morning hours of New Year's Day. Deputies say they responded to an indecency call on West Croydon Circle. According to an arrest affidavit, a woman told deputies someone rang their doorbell and her daughter went and opened the door. Once the door was open, the daughter saw Ryan with his pants down, masturbating, according to police. By the time deputies arrived, Ryan was gone, but the woman was able to provide a description. Minutes later, deputies received another call from a woman on North Ensign Point. According to deputies, the woman was out walking her dog, eating chips, when a suspicious car kept driving by. The man matched Ryan's description and kept circling the woman. Ryan got out of his car twice, according to deputies. Another complaint call came in from a woman just a few miles away. According to an arrest affidavit, this woman witnessed Ryan get out of his car and expose himself. She said he then drove off. A fourth woman came forward. This one was, he was just all over town. Boy, you need to move here. You need to move to Florida. Maybe you'll get this. A fourth woman came forward to deputies saying Ryan stopped his silver Jeep in front of her, pulled down his pants, and began touching his buttocks in a sexual manner. According to an arrest affidavit. Deputies say they spotted Ryan in the area running a stop sign and pulled him over. When deputies questioned Ryan about being in the area and ringing a woman's doorbell and exposing himself, he reportedly told them he did ring the doorbell, but was headed to a friend's house, according to the affidavit. Ryan is being held on $5,500 bond. All right. This is the last one. Okay. Let's move. Because I got 3 minutes.
Now, this one's interesting because it's a caper.
It is a caper. Okay. So this comes from Off the Beat with Will Greenlee. All right. So a dude accused of driving around St. Port Lucie naked and or masturbating got a room in the Gray Bar Motel, according to records. The reported mobile masturbating man, identified as Gregory White, 41, was arrested on December 30th on 2 exposure of sexual organ warrants after incidents on December 2nd and November 2nd. In the December 2nd case, a woman told dispatchers about 12:45 in the afternoon that a naked man was driving a green Ford Mustang slowly around a supermarket parking lot in the 200 block of Southwest Port St. Lucie Boulevard. The woman got the tag number, and Port St. Lucie determined the vehicle was linked to a November 2nd incident. In that case, a man was reported to be masturbating in traffic near a home improvement store in Southwest Gateland Boulevard. Police researched the tag and found it was registered to his wife.
Oops.
That took a lot longer than it did the last time I tried it. Oh, wait, no, maybe that was it. Oh, and police researched the tag and found it was registered to White's wife. So, I went too fast. White told police he may have his hands down his pants. He denied being naked, saying, "If anyone saw anything, they saw my penis." In general, it's not good for people to see your penis while you are driving. In the most recent case, White said he had left a BJ's wholesale club, which is a real thing. They got wonderful things, but I'm always tickled by the name BJ's. And immediately started masturbating while driving. He kept it all the way until he reached the Tradition Community, a drive in excess of 20 minutes and 11 miles, according to MapQuest.
Wow, so shopping makes you horny, huh?
Apparently for him, yeah. White said that his actions were a bad choice. No shit. White is, he lives in Port St. Louis, was arrested and taken to jail. And that's pretty much all that we have on that one. So, yeah. Isn't that crazy shit?
That is some really crazy shit.
That is definitely some... What happened is Betty? And that's it for your evening's crazy news.
Hey Cannabis, you are tuned into Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shyampa.radio or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned and watch out for all those genitals flying around the state of Florida.
That have warmth on them.
There's tons of them, right? We have to take care of some business and we'll be back in about 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Sweet.
Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. Just reminding you, tune in every Monday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Listen.shyampa.info.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Last week, jazz pianist Paul Bley and classical composer Pierre Boulez both died. If you live in New York City, one could have tuned into WKCR-FM 89.9 for long-duration tributes full of their music, plus knowledgeable stories from disc jockeys, historic interviews, and other special sounds. Outside of New York, though, WKCR was silent too, as its web stream also went dead. Columbia University runs the station, and they told the New York Times that, quote, the problem was not the cost of royalties, but contractual terms with the station's provider, and that negotiations were underway, unquote. Radio stations pay Sound Exchange, a nonprofit agency that administers licensing for record companies, for rights to play songs. But record companies do not want radio stations to play an entire album of any artist's work in case someone somewhere is recording that album and not purchasing it. The New York Times article is not clear about whether WKCR stopped streaming because of issues with Sound Exchange or issues with Columbia University. The story does make clear that a related issue, the recent commercial radio licensing rates announced by the Copyright Royalty Board, are not the source of the problem with WKCR's internet stream. That decision affected Pandora Live 365 and iHeartMedia, with Live 365 laying off nearly their entire staff. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
2015. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in San Fund?
You know, I had us muted for that whole intro. Wait, let's try this again. Can you do Betty again, or will that be too much?
No, it's fine.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go. Hold on. Okay, get it ready.
Mm-hmm. Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, only on Shyampa Radio.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. And now, you might be thinking, what do I do with that Christmas tree? Well, in Chicago, you can recycle it. And Chicago can recycle their Christmas trees now through January 17th. Residents should not throw away the tree, but instead take it to one of 24 recycling locations throughout the city. Click here for a list of the locations. Lights and ornaments should be removed. Wreaths and garlands will not be accepted. Last year, Chicago residents recycled more than 10,000 trees. So this year, recycle 10,001. And remember, you've been listening to a Joe Wisdom production. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
What the hell is that in the background? Are you frying some chicken? Yeah, I know. I've noticed. By the way, did you know anything about those deep fryers in the break room in the Tampa studio? Has anyone said anything about that to you? Betty mentioned anything? Because
you know, she apparently got an Amazon credit card. And
did she? Okay. Because
she found a way to get them to increase her limit.
Oh, Jesus. That's a scare. Because she thinks she's getting paid more, but that debit card we gave her doesn't work. And the funds come back to us after, like... like 24 hours if she doesn't take him out. She signed the agreement, you know. I mean,
she has to pay rent, so that, like, you know,
that we dock her pay for that. So really, her debit card, we like pay her like 50 cents and we just take it away, and then we charge her another 50 cent transaction. She owes us like about $20,000 right now.
Yeah, and her electric bill is insane.
Oh my god, kilowatt hours upon kilowatt hours. Oh my goodness, makes me nauseous.
She uses what, by her own self, 52 kilowatt hours a day.
52 kilowatt hours a day. Yeah, she's a hungry little bitch.
Yes.
Fried chicken. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I don't know what's going on around here, but this is starting to look like a more of a restaurant than a studio, like a takeout or something. So I'm not sure what she's doing, if she's getting bored or.
Well, you know, that smells a lot like. That's why my refrigerator is so empty.
Yeah, I know there's no condiments or anything in the refrigerator anymore. And it smells like a barnyard in here. Like, really weird. Like chickens were running around in here, or cows, or ducks, or something. I don't know, but I'm like...
Did she invite a farm in?
I think, did she, like, have a petting zoo over for morning rush hour one day, and we didn't find out about it? What the hell's going on, you know?
When you start to see chicken coop wire everywhere, be careful.
Yeah, well, I already know not to be careful where I step, because of Roger, so... I've stepped in it a couple of times already, and it's not,
you know, but
really
I
fun.
Feel bad for him. He keeps getting shafted by Betty because she seems to like have these new boyfriends all the time. What's up?
Well,
with
but
that?
What does he expect? He shits on the floor. He's, you know, what I mean. He's got to accept the fact.
He
that
just
move
gets
on.
Scared when because she's like kind of a dominatrixy kind of woman. You know, she's
but she's Betty. You know, I totally get that. But you know, Roger's got to move on. He's gonna have to move on at some time point. He's going to have to find resolution to happiness and maybe find himself his own traffic control signal box or a farting telephone. Maybe a farting telephone is exactly what Roger needs, you know? I mean, it's very possible because that sounds kind of right up his alley. I'm still just so curious on how that became to being.
You know, sometimes when I create my little sound bits,
yeah,
I just start to think, wow, that would make me laugh so hard if I mixed this and
if
that
I mix
together.
This and that together. That's funny. That's funny. I'm like the farting dial tones.
You know, because it's been a while since we made the fart. Phone,
fart
right?
Phone, we, yeah. The fart phone was during our first appearance out on the air, which was
right.
Forever ago.
Way back in what?
It was quite a few years. It was like, 2008, I think.
So I figured an update would be appropriate.
No, an update is very appropriate. And if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 813-327-8566. Facebook.shyampa.info, shyampa.info, or...
If you don't have access to a phone line, you can Skype us if you have internet access to shyampa.info. Radio.
Very good, exactly. So there's many different ways to get a hold of us, and I think we got some Joe Wisdom stuff coming up here. So are you ready for that, or do you wanna?
Well, let's go ahead and play this first one.
All right, let me turn down the background here.
All right, let me look at the title of this.
Play Pixelated. We lost it. What happened to Pixelated?
Pixelated.mp3.net.
Pixelated.mp3.com.mp3.pixelated.mp3.com.pixelated. Pixelated. So, anyway, so yeah, Roger needs to move on and find some other pixelated happiness. And I think Betty's just going to be a whore. I think that's just what happens. And, it's kind of...
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, we got it.
You know, we're in the right ballpark. See, we got this new keyboard, and it doesn't have the same key settings, so I have to kind of get used to things again. You know how that is.
I know exactly how that goes. Too. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's say we... There we go. Okay, so the title of this next one is called Cure Offer. Left-hand land phobia. I wonder what that's about.
That's a good question.
Hey, everybody. Joe Wisdom here. It has come to my attention that some of you Floridians have a left-lane turn phobia. You know who you are. You are driving along in the lane. And then, for whatever reason, you drift into the left-hand lane. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom! You need to go way over there, to the right. And zoom! You cut off in front of you, and that person, and that car. Beep, beep! Idiot, what are you doing? You're like, sorry, I do this all the time. I need help! Well... Joe Wisdom wants to cure you of this right now.
Oh, boy.
How may you ask? Well, for $19.95, I will send you an audio cassette tape of me yelling at you to know where the fuck you're going if you find yourself drifting to the left-hand lane.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's an automatic thing. Anyways, you really need to be in the right-hand lane, so stay there.
That's
that. Anyways, send me a money order or cashier's check. Only. No cash, no credit cards, just money orders and cashier's checks. To P.O. Box 1234, Chicago, Illinois, 12345-6789. It's important you put the last four digits of the zip code on your envelope so that the payment processes properly. Once you send me the money, I will send you the cure. In the meantime, get your head out of your ass.
Get it out of your ass.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom production. Do you have a wisdom to share with us? Give us a call at the Shyampa Weed Radio Studios at 813-327-8566. We look forward to hearing yours.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, apparently Joe Wisdom had a run-in with some idiot in Florida. He was driving along.
It's not hard to do when you're driving along in Florida.
Right. He's driving along. He was in the left-hand lane. He was actually trying to make a left-hand turn, and this idiot in front of him was trying to get into the right-hand lane. It's like, dude, what the fuck? You know, laying on the horn doesn't work. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, so anyways, folks, Joe Wisdom personally requested that I do my best to imitate one of his voices and do an actual live Joe Wisdom. Can you believe it? So we're going to try this. We're going to see how this works.
All right. sounds like Mario Brothers.
Hey, everybody. Joe Wisdom here with an energy tidbit for Monday, January 16th. I recently switched all of my light bulbs from those curly Q looking things called CFLs to LED bulbs. What are LEDs? They are called light emitting diodes. And well, if you break them, you won't get sick. CFL bulbs contain mercury, and for the life of me, I have no idea why or where. Breaking one is bad news in addition to being messy to clean up. But let's move beyond the relative safety of the LED. LEDs also feature the low energy usage we have come to love. I went from using 13 watts in my CFLs to using 7 watts or less with my LEDs. Wow. Even more benefit these days, you are more than likely to find a bulb that's comfortable on the eyes. We all hate harsh light, so avoid bulbs in anything past 4000K. Most LEDs that are called soft light are usually in the 2700 to 3000K temperature range and are perfect for that warm, pleasing feeling to the eye.
I'm not a fan of 3000K.
Now, you could go for a daylight bulb. Those in the 5000K or higher temperatures. Ooh. They can be used to highlight art or for situations that require ultimate detail on surface areas. So in other words, if you have perfect walls, a daylight bulb might just be for you. Stay tuned next week when I talk about remote outlets. Hey, how did I do? Give the studios a call and let us know at 813-327-8566. Or you can visit us at facebook.shyampa.info or Skype us at shyampa.radio. Thanks for listening. There
all
we
right
go.
Then.
That was nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of 3,000 watts. The 3,000K.
Well, I actually have. That's this. That's 3,000K right there.
Yeah, I usually tend to go with the 2,700 or the 2,400 if I can find them.
Yeah, I have a few of those. Those are in my living room because I do like that.
Yeah, they give you that warmer kind of yellow light as opposed to that bluish, whitish light.
I use that at Orange too because I think it just feels nicer, and especially warmer. With the colors that we have in our way, we have like a lot of deep dark colors.
Oh yeah, you need a warm
those
light for that.
Daylights in there. Oh my god. It's too much.
You should have. Well, I was to say the chandeliers. I know that you use those primarily for lighting, but if they were like mostly decorative, I say using the antique bulbs and the chandeliers would be awesome.
It would be. Now, do they make those in LEDs?
Oh yeah, they are. That's what I have. I sent you a picture. That's an LED bulb.
Okay. Yeah, those were those bulbs that I purchased. I mean, yeah, they were on sale, but all of that was an expense. So
oh no, totally understand that. I totally get that.
If we made, like, quadruple the number of covers every day, that would be awesome.
Well, you know, hey, maybe that could always happen. It can always happen, maybe.
But, you know, it's the winter months, so things are a little bit slower. You know, you just got to roll with the punches in that terms.
That's how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. Yeah, no, I totally understand. It's, you know.
You know, if you're listening to us and you're in the service industry and you know what we're talking about, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Share with us your experiences at your place. Or tell us about what you eat or what you make or what you do or, you know, whatever. I mean, I serve and manage a fancy, fancy, schmancy brunch restaurant.
And you can also contact us at shyampa.radio.
Yes.
And we can
access the database.
We can go chat with you there. Take drink. Is that your database sound effect?
It's my...
That's a good database sound effect.
Yes, I like that, right?
You should hang on to that. I think that's a good database sound effect.
Well, all of these files can be found in the SFX folder.
The SFX folder.
Yes, on the Google Drive.
The SFX folder on the Google Drive.
Including the farting modem.
Ooh. Ooh. Hold on.
I have other little buttons too.
What is it? Is it called farting modem or just fart? There's one called fart. Oh my god, we got a lot in here.
Oh yeah, this is where I pull. I've organized everything.
Goodness. Wow. Oh here.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in there that you may have... Yes! Now, what if we play at the same time?
Oh my goodness, that's getting frightening. It's a fart explosion. Oh my goodness. Wow. Wow. Wow, what else, what other ditties do you have? And I know some of these are mine. I know I've thrown some in here, but I've noticed there's a lot more in here than what I usually do.
There's many things in there. I also put all of our Incompetech downloads that I've made, because sometimes going to the website, there's additional delays, and, you know, if I need... Right?
Ooh! Oh wow. Okay. So anyway, you said you put some Incompetech stuff.
Yes. Well, inside that SFX folder, there's an Incompetech folder. Yes. Let's take a look. Yeah. And then personalities. If you go into that folder, those are things that aren't in the partner downloads.
Oh my goodness, this is almost hypnotic. Okay, you got to stop. You're going to poison my mind.
Which one was
Hello.
That?
Yes. Hello. I think I rebooted. That must be that strange noise. That was called. Let me find it again. Yeah, the neuron patterns. There's the chip skipper neuron patterns and the neuron patterns advanced. I think I was just playing the neuron patterns. Oh boy.
This one, correct?
I think so, yeah, something like that. Oh boy. Okay. Ooh, frying food.
Yes. There's quite a few little things in there. And so whenever I find something or make something crazy, I just decide to stick it there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Do not lose your trajectory.
That's our 1 minute warning. I like that. The 1 minute warning. The 1 minute. Of course, it's not the 1 minute warning anymore. It's the 42 seconds.
Do not lose your trajectory.
Do not lose your trajectory.
I miss Tim Gunn.
I do too. But,
you know, that was a wonderful show when he was on. Was it? What was that show called?
Project Runway.
Project Runway.
Yep. Yeah, oh my goodness!
Red alert!
My goodness! Yes, yes. And it looks like.
So you've been listening to another fine edition of Cheyampa Weed Radio.
Yes, you have been, and we'll be getting our national anthem on here soon.
Correctly with the correct.
Yep.
There we go. Like clockwork.
Wow, folks, this was an awesome show tonight.
I think so. I was pretty much into this. I was really into this. I was all.
A little more sound effects and telenovelas and all that.
Telenovelas. Yes, telenovelas. Hopefully we'll get more Rush Hour telenovelas after this weekend.
Yes.
And, you know, again, everyone, thanks for coming by. Cheyampa.info, Cheyampa.info. Yes, it's a valid web address.
And look, has to come up soon on our Facebook.
Yes, we'll put it on our Facebook. We'll put on the A-Infos, the radio thingy. We'll put it up on the bloggy. The bloggy blog will point to it, won't it, in some way? Or yeah, so you can go to the blog.
Because if you like to go to the blog without all the crazy advertisements on Facebook and all the distractions, you can go there and look at stuff, which
exactly.
You know, we'll have random polls there and other fun little ditties. Exactly. Sure we'll come up with stuff. And I will not break it.
Don't break the website. So stay tuned for This Way Out. Remember, folks, it's okay to be OCD. Good night, everyone, and stay tuned again for This Way Out. Wow, I said it twice.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.